How are you preparing for that increase in customers? I mean, are you anticipating a big surge?
We are all preparing for what we believe to be an anticipated rush of patients. Unfortunately, chronic pain and PTSD affect a fair amount of the adult population. So whether the program's going to double in qualifying patients or triple, that remains to be seen. But we certainly are expecting a large influx of patients.
Brett Siklik, Chief Operating Officer for Prime Alternative Treatment Center of New Hampshire, which runs a dispensary in Merrimack, says he's also expecting a surge in sales of their medical cannabis.
We are. We don't expect it to happen overnight, but it will kind of ramp up pretty quickly.
The two cannabis providers offer marijuana in various forms to patients with cancer, glaucoma, spinal cord injuries, and other conditions. The companies formed after medical marijuana was made legal in the state in 2013. What are some of the challenges that have come up that maybe you didn't anticipate?
Yeah, I mean, it's challenges that we kind of did anticipate in the sense of the education process because, for most of our patients, this is something entirely new to them. They had never encountered cannabis, in their entire life. So there's a pretty significant learning curve because we have, a multitude of different delivery methods that are available that, all require explanations, how they're meant to be or intended to be utilized. And certainly talking about dosage is very important because, everybody has a different required dosage.
One of the challenges is the number of physicians or advanced nurse practitioners that actually are willing to recommend therapeutic cannabis as a safe alternative. I was speaking with a nurse practitioner last week in Bedford. And right now, right, before pain and PTSD come online as qualifying conditions, she's booking out through the end of November. And if you were to go in to see a specialist, that's an awful long lead time to get an appointment. So I see lead times of current recommending providers to grow. And unfortunately, I wish, we all wish, that many providers would perhaps take a closer look at therapeutic cannabis as an alternative and do some research and be willing to write a recommendation.
Has there been any issues with the towns that you're operating in? I'm wondering about the basics of the business. How has that been? Are there challenges there that you weren't anticipating?
Not at all. When I spoke to the former chief of police maybe 4 months ago, I asked him, how are we doing? Are we getting in the way? Are we a problem? And he said, I don't even know that you guys are there. You don't present any challenges. You don't pose any threats on the community. And, you operate like any other business does.
In the communities we serve, we have very good relations with law enforcement and municipalities, leadership of each municipality. And we have ongoing relationships with especially law enforcement. We keep them apprised of new products that we're bringing to market so they have an understanding of what products are coming from our facilities versus the street. And I think, the law enforcement officials there are very appreciative of that.
Siklik and Perinello both say a bigger challenge they face has to do with the way the medical marijuana law is written. That law has regulations meant to keep the drugs from falling into the wrong hands, and it requires prospective patients to go through a screening process. Perinello says what the state demands can slow down the process of getting a prescription and getting it filled.
One thing that's a little bit cumbersome for many patients is having the is being required to burn a photo onto a CD and mail that in with their application. Many computers today don't come with CDs, obviously.
Other regulations cover caregivers, people authorized to purchase medical marijuana on behalf of someone unable to travel to a dispensary. But Siklik says getting that authorization, too, is a bureaucratic trial.
That process now includes a criminal background check and fingerprinting, and it's just above and beyond what's required for someone to handle that responsibility. We don't see that the case with opiates, which is obviously far more dangerous and far more of a problem. So if we're not requiring that for a drug like that, I don't think that it should be that way for cannabis.
Brett Siklik, Chief Operating Officer for Prime Alternative Treatment Center of New Hampshire, and Anthony Perinello, Executive Director of Temescal Wellness, spoke with me here in our studios at NHPR. New Hampshire's new law establishing chronic pain as a qualifying condition for medical cannabis is now in effect as of Tuesday. PTSD will be added to the list on August 27th.